A young man inadvertently breaks three important rules concerning his new pet and unleashes a horde of malevolently mischievous monsters on a small town. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I am your host, Daniel, and this is my other host, Carson. And we are back with another film for you today.
Another slate.
Because, Carson, we are in our 31 Days of Halloween marathon. We have got another good movie for you today. We are enjoying it. Yeah, this one is a classic, actually, because it's 20 years old.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's what deems for it to be. Or, I mean, it's more than 20 years old.
One of our older reviews.
Almost 40. Yeah, this movie's almost 40 years old. Anyway, Carson, tell them what we saw.
We watched Gremlins, the first one.
Gremlins.
This is directed by, I believe, Joe Dante, right?
It is, Joe Dante, yeah.
Okay, and who wrote it? Does it say Chris? Is Chris Columbus involved in any way?
Yep, Chris Columbus.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Man, you were on the money.
I'm on it. These are my guys. These are, like, all the Spielberg school of directors. Like, these people all are kind of attached to him. But yeah, this is a classic for sure.
All right, cool. So give them a little rundown of the movie.
The plot of Gremlins? If you guys haven't seen Gremlins, I mean... What are you doing? Go pause this and go watch it.
I'm convinced you didn't watch it.
I watched it. So, I've seen this movie several times. But here's what happens. You start, this businessman, this entrepreneur, you might say, is in China, I believe, and he comes across this little gift shop that's kind of strange, and he ends up buying this strange little creature and ignores the rules given to him completely.
Yep.
And gifts it to his son, and these creatures are called the Moglai,
Mogwa.
And you get this
which means devil in Cantonese.
Yeah, yeah, so there is some lore about these creatures that's kind of interesting and about how they attacked like American airplanes and stuff and caused like issues during World War II or something. But they're not They don't start as gremlins. They start as like a cute little gizmo. That's the original, the first one that they have. And you're not supposed to feed them past midnight. And you're supposed to keep them away from water. And of course, none of that happens. And because of that, like thousands of these creatures become gremlins. And they're not cute. They're like evil goblins. And they're destroying the town and having fun.
Yeah.
Because I kind of root for them a little bit. They do kill people, I think. I'm pretty sure someone has to have died at some point.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I do root for them, especially when they're all watching the movie together in the theater. I kind of love that scene. Did you watch it?
That's an iconic scene.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorites. So basically, this boy and his friends are trying to like wrap up all these gremlins and stop them from destroying the town. And it's kind of like... family fun, but there is some stakes involved. So
guys, this movie is a classic. If you haven't seen it, I agree with Carson.
Yeah, go watch,
watch this movie. It is this is a childhood classic.
Oh yeah, I watched it
for me. This movie did a lot more than I actually thought it did. Like, it's way more, the background of this movie, or like kind of the did you know, is so much more interesting. So one of the things I found was that the set of the Kingston Falls is the same one used in Back to the Future.
Oh,
backlot.
You can go visit that right now. So if you go to Universal Studios, you do the tour, they'll show you all of that. You'll get to see it. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend
it. Yeah, I didn't know that. They also were trying to test out using monkeys to play the gremlins.
No, they didn't.
And yeah, I kid you not. And it says that early on with one of the test monkeys, it panicked and when they made it wear a gremlin head. Isn't that insane? They tried to make... Dude, this movie would have been 100% just like Nope.
Like, it would have been Nope. That monkey would have killed someone.
Exactly.
Wow.
The monkey would have killed everybody on set.
We planned this, guys. All of our episodes are tied together. If you guys want to go back and re-listen,
universe.
You can see the connected tissue.
Yeah. And this one right here is probably the most interesting thing that I found, is that This movie and Indiana Jones Temple of Doom are credited with inspiring the MPAA to create the PG-13.
But yeah, because of in Temple of Doom, when they rip the heart out, they're like, that doesn't mm-hmm. seem like that should be PG. And then this movie has some crazy jokes that are kind of inappropriate when you think about it. I don't know if that had mm-hmm. a play in it, but do you know what violent scene it was? They were like, oh yeah, that's too far, Gremlins.
I mean, there's so
some like
many.
Melting scenes that are pretty intense.
Yeah, the melting scene, also when they're attacking the people, it's just like so many gremlins on top of one person. It's just like, oh gosh.
And they're like, yeah, PG-13.
It's not a kids movie for sure. Yeah, exactly.
I watched it with Alyssa's siblings. I showed it to them and they were like, what is this movie? it's a Christmas movie technically. So we're giving you a sneak peek of what our Christmas watch might be.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was watching this, I was like, wait a second, this isn't Halloween, this is a...
I think you can watch it both, though. It's a good holiday movie, because there is some, like, spookiness, but there's also some good joyful moments, some cute moments.
In the original script, it says it contained a scene where the gremlins attacked McDonald's, eating customers instead of burgers.
That is some good marketing. I actually love that. Yeah, I don't know. I like how all the gremlins kind of have their own personality or their own like little area where they're living their fantasy world. Like you have the Western themed ones. You have the ones that are wearing like bikinis for some reason.
Yeah.
I think it's fun so that they all have their own zany, like, interest.
Yeah. And then it after the film was released, the director Joe Dante said that he still has no idea why this movie was so successful.
Good for him, though.
It's when you think about it from afar, it is so
it's different
weird
it's different but it's magical at the same time. And I think because Dante comes from that Spielberg school, it has the magic of a Spielberg film. But
he was a producer on this film.
It's weird.
Well, also Spielberg is in it.
Yeah, he has a little cameo.
Yeah. So, I mean, how fun would that be to just have, you know, Spielberg be in your film just because?
Oh, man. Just because he likes you a little bit? He's like, yeah. Well, I think his production company, I believe Amblin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's his production company. But have you seen, so this is a little off topic, but have you seen the second movie?
Gremlins 2? Maybe.
I'll tell you what, man. They were like, mm-hmm. hey, the first movie, pretty family friendly. It's a good, you know, it's a fun time. The second movie, they just went crazy. They're like, let's just do the weirdest crap we can do. So it's weirder than this movie.
Hey, but it got a 71%.
I mean, I really like the second one, but I think it killed the franchise. There's flying gremlins. It gets really weird. Okay. And there's like a business that's trying to like sell them. It's crazy.
Oh.
Maybe we'll watch that sometime in the future, but Gremlins 2.
Yes.
Underrated.
Yeah. I just remember growing up, I always wanted my own Gizmo. I'm pretty sure we actually have our own stuffed toy Gizmo, but Gizmo was always the cutest thing. We always wanted him.
And he's
kind of a badass hero. Yeah.
He can drive a Barbie car like a BA.
Yep.
Exactly. You know what? Gizmo and Baby Yoda, man. Tag team in it.
Yeah. They said that Gizmo was one of the most frustrating puppets to have because it would always break down, like the animatronics of it, because it was so small.
It's a good animatronic, though. Like the facial expressions and stuff are pretty solid, in my opinion.
The budget was $11 million.
No way.
It got
$12 million
opening weekend.
Sheesh.
And then gross, it was $153 million in just the U.S.
And then think of all the money
they
made
since
then.
So it made a disgusting amount of money.
DVD,
yeah.
VHS sales, Blockbuster rentals.
Yeah, that was just in box office. So, yeah, this movie was incredibly successful. And guess what? In 2023, we are getting a Gremlins 3.
Oh, 3? There's also supposed to be a show mm-hmm. for HBO Max, supposedly.
Really?
That's the rumor. I don't know how true that is. Who do you recommend this to?
Any millennial.
Any millennial? What about kids? Do you think kids would still enjoy this?
I don't think so. Honestly, like, I think a lot of Gen Zers are really, like,
fart
unimpressed.
Jokes. Oh.
Well, not even that, but like unimpressed with like kids. No. With like, well, I mean, I still consider Gen Zers little kids, but even though like,
I'm a Gen Zer.
Are you? Are you born in 97?
Yeah, I was born in 97.
Oh, you're like right on the cusp. Yeah, you are.
That's the title of my novel.
I just don't know if kids would appreciate this. I mean, right? Like, if I was to watch this now, I probably wouldn't appreciate it.
But we're closer to that time period, like when we grew up. Like, we're still pretty far from it, but we're closer than.
Yeah. I mean, we were born in the 90s. This came out in 84. But this movie was, like, already iconic by the time we were, like, yeah.
It's hard. I mean, I think little kids might enjoy it depending on their age, but it might be a little scary for them.
Yeah. I mean, how little are you going?
I don't know. Like, 10-year-olds?
I don't know.
A 10-year-old could watch this. I think my niece and nephew have seen this. My brother's kids. Maybe.
I think the only thing that this movie was missing, Rick Moranis. I feel like he just belonged in this movie.
I feel like all those guys could have showed up in this movie at some point.
Yeah, really.
That whole cast.
If you just got the cast of, I mean, this came out 2 years before Little Shop of Horrors, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to get a Gizmo tattoo. If you guys donate to our podcast, $5 a month or $1 a month, once we reach like 2,000 people doing that, I'll get a Gizmo tattoo.
Wow. Okay. That'll be hilarious.
That'll be forever.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. I mean, we have to be just making
for 2,000 followers or $2,000?
$2,000. Once we're reaching like $2,000 a month. So that'd be like 17 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so he's never getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
I thought you meant 2,000 like followers. No, I was like, geez, that is.
That actually probably will happen with our current trajectory. We're actually doing pretty good, guys, so.
Yeah, we are.
Share it with some friends. Send it to your old college roommate you haven't seen in like 6 years. He might like it.
He might.
All right, guys. Thank you once again for listening. This has been our episode on Gremlins. Maybe we'll revisit Gremlins again in the form of a sequel. Hopefully in 2023, if we're still alive. But that's all, guys. And we'll catch you tomorrow. That's a clean slate.